start small and just do something that brings you a little bit of joy. You know, you don't have to do it perfectly. Just, you know, every morning I, you know, write in my journal for 3 minutes, you know, now I'm pulling a card. So I'm adding layers. You don't have to be big and, you know, elaborate. It just, every tiny thing that you do can help you add in another little tiny thing. And it doesn't have to be perfect. And it doesn't have to be, you know, exactly right. There's no rule for it, which is something that it took me a long time to realize. But now that I did, you know, just start small.
We know that you were born magical. We know that you are intuitive, and we know that you are brimming with everyday enchantment. Here at the Sisters Enchanted, we believe in intention, we believe in intuition, and we believe in everyday magic. Welcome in to the Expedition to Soul podcast. Think about what life would look like if you had the foundation to do the shadow work, understand where you're holding yourself back, and the confidence to bring some everyday magic elements into your life, follow your intuition, and know exactly the steps forward for you. Well, that's what we teach you and more in our Holistic Witchery program. Be sure to get on the waitlist for Holistic Witchery. It's the one class we think everybody should take here at the Sisters Enchanted. It has changed so many lives and is at the core of all of our fundamental beliefs about who we are and how we propel ourselves forward in a way that makes great change for ourselves and those around us. Check out holisticwitchery.com, get on the waitlist, and we can't wait to welcome you into class just as soon as enrollment opens. Welcome to this episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast. I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted, and I am joined today by a lovely community member of ours, Nicole Breschel. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
Hello. How are you on this fine? It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday.
Yes. I'm doing well. It looked like it was going to rain, but now the sun is coming out, so I get to go play in my garden, which makes me happy.
So. Nice. And I'm going to ask you more about that in a little bit, which was, I did not prep you for, but now that you said it, I'm going to ask about it. Nicole, can you take a moment and just introduce yourself?
Yeah. So I'm Nicole. I live in Wisconsin. I work for the Natural History Museum here in Milwaukee. My favorite area is where we have all of the rocks and crystals, which makes me happy to go visit every day. And I've been a part of the Sisters Enchanted community for 2 years now. I found it at the beginning of the pandemic. So
perfect pandemic activity. Yeah. Nicole, your job, I feel like, is pretty cool. You shared with us one day a photo of a body part with a tattoo on it.
Yes.
We were talking about tattoos, and you were like, evidence that they never go away.
Yes, they really do last forever, provided you're in a climate that allows you to naturally mummify. But, you know.
Yeah. Nicole is part of our Inner Circle membership, which is an extension. It's new to us, of our Enchanted Journey membership. And it's been really fun, like, getting to know you, like, actually get to know you. And it was pretty fun when our conversation just went to tattoos one day unexpectedly. And you were like, I have actual dead people flesh that has tattoo on it that I can show you. Didn't happen exactly like that, but.
I mean, you know, you work in a museum, you kind of become the creepy friend. You know, we all have to be a little bit weird to work there. That's the rule. Normal people don't last long. So.
Yeah. Same here at the Sisters Enchanted. Okay. So you mentioned your garden, and one of the things that I know you've been doing so many home renovation things this year, and what this has to do with, like, the Sisters Enchanted and magic and things, is really what I've seen in you is taking just the things you're learning and figuring out, like, what do I like to do? And when I met you, you didn't own this home.
No.
Now you own it. And so I didn't really ask you a question there, but can you speak to a little bit what it's been like you know, owning this home and making it yours and finding the confidence to do these home projects that you've been doing.
Yeah. Well, I actually, I kind of have a Sisters Enchanted class to thank for owning the home, because I was terrified of making the big step, and you had the ask for it class, and I joined, and I worked through some things, and then, you know, got the confidence up to actually, like, you know, apply for the mortgage. Like, I knew I would get it, but I was terrified that they would say no for some reason, and
yeah,
you know, just all of the things that I needed to do to get it. But now I have it, and it's amazing. I'm changing everything. I am, you know, Taurus rising. I am Cancer sun. So I want to make this place as comfortable and beautiful as possible, and then bring all of my friends here so I never have to leave.
I was going to say, I was about to interject with, like, remember that part about being the weird friend and how you mentioned you wanted to bring everybody to your house and then you never had to leave ever.
Yes, basically. Yeah. And yeah, so having the confidence to actually take the step to own the home, and then knowing that I need to make it a place where I feel as safe and comfortable as possible, I have been kind of jumping in ever since then. And if there's anything that I want to do, I'm like, well, you know what? I'll figure it out. And if it's not perfect, it's fine. It's character. I redid the floors and it wasn't perfect, but I'm like, but no, but they're the original and it's character. Like, that's not a weird water spot. That's character.
Which is, I loved the day that you were working on your fire pit and then there's this like tree stump and you're like, I'm getting that tree stump out of there.
Yeah.
high water.
Yeah. My partner was not feeling well. And so he wasn't able to help me. And I was like, well, you know what? I need to get this done, because I said I was getting this done today. And so I am going to get this thing out of there. And it took me hours, but I got it. And it looks like an alien, and I'm keeping it forever so that if anyone comes to enjoy my fire pit, I can say, but look at what I had to do to get this.
Yeah.
I did it myself.
I love it. I love witnessing you do these things, because I think so often we see people just do stuff like buy a home or make a fire pit or do these home projects, but we don't get to see behind the curtain of the person who's really like, I'm not sure if I can actually do this, or, you know, or I set out to make this really cool fire pit and look what happened. You know, it's just, of course this would happen to me, and now blah, 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 and not do it. And being able to actually witness you in the last, because when was Ask For It? That was last year, 2021, yep. I think. Yeah. So in the last year, being able to witness you like coming up to things that might make you think, now this just isn't for me, obviously. But then you just like check yourself, use all your magical tools, and then you do it anyway.
Yeah. And that's a big part of it, is I still have the issue of running into a barrier, even if it's small, and being like, oh, well, apparently I'm not supposed to be doing this, and then just kind of like, you know, going off and doing something else. But doing the classwork and doing the shadow work and doing the things that I've been doing over the last 2 years, I'm able to look at it and go, okay, I can see why I'm having that thought. That's a dumb thought. I'm going to just let that thought happen. And now I'm going to just continue with what I was doing. And if I run into a barrier, I just have to go like around or over, or, you know, just find a way through. I don't have to just stop and become stagnant just because it's not going exactly like I imagined.
Yeah. So good. And I love, like I said, that we've been able to witness that firsthand. One of the other things we've been able to witness firsthand is your relationship to journaling. And because you're in the inner circle, you had a reading with Sarah Milne, I know, with astrology, and talked to Anna, and really, to me, as a person who's just like, oh yeah, journaling, it's not such a big deal, just journal. I forget that it really is something that's like mind, you know, stopping for some people.
And so can you share with me and the people listening a little bit about your experience with journaling? Because it was not an experience. And it's grown to be an experience.
Yes. So when I was younger, I used to write all of the time. I used to tell stories all of the time. I was, you know, very overly active imagination. And that was just what I loved to do. And then life happened, you know, and I kind of lost that part of myself. And I also am now recognizing that I'm very much a person who has something in my head that says, if you can't do this perfectly, if you're not doing it exactly right, then you shouldn't be doing it at all. And so I would try journaling and I would tell myself, well, this is dumb. Like, why are you doing this? You're not like, this isn't, I don't even know what I thought it was supposed to be. But I thought it was supposed to be something and I knew I wasn't doing it the way that I was supposed to. So I just would give up. I had so many journals that are finally starting to get written in, but I was that person that would buy the journal because this was the one that I was finally going to be able to write in. But then it was too pretty for me to waste for the nothing that was coming out of my head. And so when I had my meetings with Sarah and Anna, they gave me some tips. Sarah was very helpful and said, you just need to write for 3 minutes and it doesn't matter what it is. Like, it doesn't have to be anything mind-blowing or groundbreaking. Just write for 3 minutes about anything. And so I started doing that every morning and I did it consistently, which is great because usually I give up after about, like, you know, 3 or 4 days, or if I miss a day, I would be like, well, I've ruined it. So now I just need to stop. But yeah, just taking the time and writing every day. And then after a couple weeks, I started noticing, oh, I'm actually like, I am doing this journaling to kind of like look inward and I'm asking myself questions and I'm, you know, making realizations and doing all the things that I always thought journaling was supposed to be, but that I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. And so just taking the, you know, 3 minutes a day to just sit there and write it out helped me get through whatever that blockage was. And I'm still trying to figure it out. You know, I still have my moments where I sit down and I'm like, there's absolutely nothing in my head right now. But, you know, just writing about things I see outside or around me or, you know, conversations I've had helps get it through. It's just the actual sitting down, being intentional and doing it. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I see it as coming to your voice again, you know, really, and finding it when you feel like you don't have any thoughts or anything to say, because there's always something in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
pulling it out. And I know that one of the things too, that I feel like you could say the same about tarot and your learning tarot was like kind of the same, you know, like, I feel like I'm just missing something and
yeah,
trying to bridge that gap.
Yeah. So it was again, that perfectionism of, I have to know everything. I have to be like, I have to have it all in my head and I have to do it exactly right. And just kind of not connecting with the fact that it needs to come from within me, like having every card memorized and every aspect of it memorized. Like, I don't need that to start doing it. That's going to come when I do it. And so Anna had given me the idea to just pull a card every day as part of my writing and just write a continuous story about what was happening in the cards and how they were all connecting to each other each day. And I did that and I was like, oh, I actually do know a lot about these cards, because I would do what came to my mind first. And then I would let myself look at the guidebook and make sure like I wasn't missing anything important or getting it completely wrong. Because I still have trouble with some of the, you know, the court cards are hard for me. But like, I was like, oh my God, I actually do know all of this stuff. And so I was able to do a reading for myself at the new moon, and I just did it. And I didn't look at the guidebook. I just did it exactly with what I already knew and with my inner knowing. And like, I didn't look at the guidebook at all to even check myself. I was like, nope, this feels right. And so now when I'm doing my daily card pull, I just, you know, I know it's in there. I just have to stop trying to be so perfect and absolutely right all of the time.
I appreciate you sharing this, because so many people, it's a very common question that we get, or not a question so much as people that are like, I just feel like I don't get it, or I feel like I have nothing to say, you know, with journaling. And from my end where I sit, I'm always like, well, you know, follow the steps, because we tell you it doesn't matter. Just write for this, or just do this thing. But I think that there is a barrier for people that's like, I know I should. We were talking about this before we started, how I was chewing gum before we started, and I was like, let me take my gum out. And I told you, Nicole, that I was chewing gum so as to not binge eat some terrible snacks under moments of stress and tension. And it's like, I know I shouldn't do that, but you just, you know, it's different between knowing it and then living it. And I love that you're sharing with us, like, the fact that you, you know, knew these things, but it just took time and in some a different way of hearing it and a different way of going at it for you to do those things, which has really empowered you to get writing and have this confidence to dig up entire tree stumps in your backyard.
Yeah, we just built some raised beds, which I'm going to finish putting the dirt in today, and then I'm going to start planting. So just bought some wood and put it together. The design came from my brain and it didn't fail. So yay, that's another fun thing.
I love it. I
successfully gardened this year. I get to build another one next year. So,
oh my gosh, y'all should see Nicole's countertops that she did. She showed them to me, and it's like a process or something that you did, and they look amazing. You like refinish them with a kit, yeah, or something. I don't know, but they look really good. And I was like, there's no way ever that I would be able to do that and not just make it look like a train wreck. You did such a great job.
I had the same thought though, and I kept walking away. It's a kit that you can buy. It makes it look like marble countertops. And I had to keep like putting the brush down and walking away when I was painting on all of the veining, because I was like, oh no, I'm going to make this really bad. Like, I have to walk away from this because I'm starting to get like too, like, yeah, it was a whole day, but it was a good day and it looks amazing. Yeah,
it does. I can say, at least from the photos, like, I was blown away. Yeah. Was entirely blown away by it. Like, you did that?
Yeah. Sometimes I walk down there.
Did that.
Yeah.
It looks so good. Nicole, what piece of advice would you have for a person who is maybe here in one of our classes with us and has like listened to all the things and they hear all the things and they just are trying to figure out how to bring some of this everyday magic into their life? What would you say to them?
Start small and just do something that brings you a little bit of joy. You know, you don't have to do it perfectly. Just, you know, every morning I, you know, write in my journal for 3 minutes, you know, now I'm pulling a card. So I'm adding layers. You don't have to be big and, you know, elaborate. It just, every tiny thing that you do can help you add in another little tiny thing. And it doesn't have to be perfect. And it doesn't have to be, you know, exactly right. There's no rule for it, which is something that it took me a long time to realize. But now that I did, you know, just start small. And then every little bit you add just makes it, you know, even better.
Yeah. So good. And I agree. Just do one little thing at a time. And sometimes all it takes is that 3 minutes of reflection or just being proud of something that you did for a few minutes to bring that little bit of magic in too.
Yeah. You'd be amazed what you can pull out of your head in 3 minutes once you actually start doing it.
Yeah. for sure. I think that's like a really common misconception that people feel like you need all of this time to do things, you know, or, and I always relate this back to more mainstream like religions, like Christianity or Catholicism or something. And, you know, by and large, folks who would claim those belief systems, obviously there's exceptions, but by and large here in America, folks are not spending 90 minutes a day, like, I don't know, doing some elaborate thing. Maybe it's one, maybe once a week they are going to church or something, or whatever they do. But by and large in America, it's more people who are really grounded in a belief system might read like a Bible verse or might whatever. Yeah, we have this expectation that we need to do like a 10 card tarot spread every day, plus connect with 10 different crystals, and also journal for 20 minutes and then meditate for an hour. And I'm like, where do we get this idea that we need to do all of this? I think that it could just be pulling the one card, writing yourself two sentences about a reflection, and, you know, maybe drinking your, if you drink tea with intention, or picking a crystal for the day, and all of that can take under 10 minutes together. And you've sort of just like set yourself up, made yourself present and grounded, and you're off for the day. I don't know, this thing where we're like, I need to do everything, I need to do it right.
Yeah, that was a big problem for me. But now 10 minutes every morning, I write for three, I pull a card, and then I use my pendulum to help me pick what crystal is going to help me get through the insanity of what's going to happen at work. And then I go. And it's, you know, my days have been very good since I've leaned into that very small and quick, but meaningful practice in the morning.
Yeah, I love it. All right, let's do a round of this or that before I let you go. Uh-oh, I just did something to my microphone. Okay, this or that. Let's start with coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coffee. I support coffee. That decision. pizza or tacos?
Pizza. Every Friday. Pizza night. It's a thing.
That. Have you ever had a taco pizza? Is that a thing where you live?
I tried one. I don't know if the place that I got it from just wasn't that great, but
I feel like it definitely pizza. Depends and like what a restaurant qualifies as a taco pizza, you know.
Yeah,
be different too.
Yeah,
anyway. Do you prefer listening to audiobooks or reading a book that you hold in your hands?
Reading a book.
You sit in front of your bookshelf.
Yeah.
Trees or water? Where would you most go to?
Unwind. Trees.
Trees. That's a tough one. It's a tough one for me anyway. Let's see. Tarot cards or oracle cards?
Tarot cards.
Yeah.
Because I'm determined to get over my fear of using them.
You've totally got this. Do you resonate more with your sun sign or your moon sign? Or I guess I could ask you your rising sign.
I very much can spot my moon sign a lot more than I can spot my sun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a Virgo moon. And
oh.
I, yep.
Yeah. What house is your moon in?
In my fifth.
As I put you on the spot. My fifth. This is like twice in 1 week that I put you on the spot about astrology. Sorry for that. but yeah, that would totally make sense with that like creativity and stuff, wanting it to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Are you a morning person or a night person?
I am very much a morning person now. But that's only within the last couple of years. I don't know what happened. I used to be very much a night person, and now I'm up at like 5:30 or 6 in the morning, just like, let's do things, which is weird for me still. I don't know how I feel about it.
This whole new zest for life that you've received at the Sisters. Yeah. Has you up at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like that. I'm a morning person. Let's see here. Fall or spring? What's your preference?
Spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I come awake in the spring. I start to fall asleep in the fall. It's one of the things going through some of the classes. I was like, oh yeah, no. I very much am, yeah. I'm basically asleep for the entire winter. I don't do anything. I nap. Yeah. And then the minute that the sun starts coming back, I'm like, all right, let's do all of the things all the time.
Yeah, that kids movie Frozen. I don't know if you've ever like witnessed Frozen, but there's a line where the younger sister says, I think it's like the sun's awake, so I'm awake. And when she said that, I was like, I resonate with that. Or the sky's awake. I don't know what she says anyway, but I was like, I see myself in that statement.
Yeah.
All right. Our last question. Do you prefer older music or new music? I've never asked that question before.
Older music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Older music. Not that there's anything wrong with new music. It's just, I don't drive. So I don't listen to the radio anymore. So yes. I'm kind of like living with all of the things that I knew from the past, because I just don't really discover new music anymore. Yeah.
You know, I can relate to that, because I was just thinking how I listen to music I already know on Spotify when I listen to music, because I don't listen to the radio. I don't know new music.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, if I'm in the mood to listen to music, because a lot of times I'm just listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
But when I am listening to music, sometimes I'll put my Apple Music, I'll do that thing where it like suggests new things. Like I'll play a song I like and then just let it play things that it thinks I will like. And I've
thought that's wild.
But then there's some things that it's like, I don't understand how you thought that would be a thing, but cool. I mean, it's, you know, for someone.
You live on the wild side.
Occasionally.
Play them, choose your music for you. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for this chat. And I think that it'll be very inspiring to folks who feel a little bit like they just can't do the things and don't know how to get unstuck. And you're in, I think, every class community group. So if a person wants to find you, you are around in all the places.
Yes.
And yeah, thank you so much for doing this again.
Thank you for the opportunity and for suggesting it, because I was terrified, but
yeah,
I'm feeling good about it now.
I'm glad I pulled you out. All right, Nicole, thank you again. And to everybody listening, we hope that you have a very enchanted rest of your day ahead. If you liked this episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast, please rate, review, subscribe. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it will really help us spread everyday magic, intention, and intuition to the masses, and helps us so much as a small business. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. There are new episodes every Tuesday and astro forecasts for the week ahead every Friday. If there's any topics you'd want to hear, anything you want us to dive deeper into, shoot us an email at magic@thesistersenchanted.com. And as always, thank you so much for listening and being part of the community here at The Sisters Enchanted. And we'll see you in the next episode.